This is Sarah's last game before she does her self-assessment. Like her last game, and the last game before that. Classic. Come on, Sarah! The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Sarah. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's Christmas Day thing.
Radio X.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing Christmas podcast. Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas?
Great.
I was asking the listeners since. What you got to realise is other people have Christmas as well. I know for you.
I don't think they do. I've heard that, but I'm not sure.
No one Christmas is hard.
No, that's true.
She Christmas is hard.
She has very
hardcore,
very
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hard. And New Year.
Yeah.
Christmas like you just don't care. Yeah. I hope you all had a great Christmas. Looking forward to the New Year with us. I've got Sunti here. I've got Gavin here. Big size here. Little size here. You know the guys. Mm. On this week's podcast, we're going to be looking back at some of the best guests from the show in 2023. Guests? Yes, we did have some good guests.
We actually did,
because
yeah.
This year, more than any other year, we had to ask so many people why it is the big names choose to make the big announcements right here on your 4 till 7 thing. Because they most certainly do, right?
They do, yeah. They all do.
They have to,
only,
in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, their careers could die otherwise.
Exactly right.
That's what it is.
I think that's the subtext, isn't it?
It is.
Sense that when they're talking to us. You go, why?
Yeah.
And we were asking them, weren't we?
Yeah.
Why do you choose this?
Sure.
And you can see in their eyes, otherwise my career would die.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what their eyes are saying.
They're terrified.
Yeah, and their agents, they sort of admit it.
Languishing in a cultural desert.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what,
they're nothing without us.
Right, they're nothing.
Yeah.
They're nothing. Do you know what they are? What? Like a squashed berry.
Yeah,
that's what they're like.
Berry.
Yeah, when you're trying to put your blueberries into your smoothie,
yeah,
and one or two go on the floor,
and you step
finish
on
and
it,
you look around, and you see there's two blueberries blatted into the
blueberries.
Blueberries blatted into the kitchen floor, and that is what celebs are like if they're not on this show.
Yeah, squash blueberries. Yeah.
They're like blueberries that didn't make the smoothie.
That's right. Yeah,
just end up as floor candy.
Blackberries.
Floor candy.
Yeah, right.
Floor fruit. That's what they are. Flawberries. On this week's podcast, we'll look back at some of the best guests from the show in 2023. We're going to blend a bit of Gav in there with some heroics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then, most importantly, we've got this year's Radio Xmas quiz. Perfect to keep you entertained during this phony week between Christmas and New Year. Enjoy.
Radio X.
You're rolling with the Christmas Day thing. Day. I don't know why I said day.
You went all David Isaacs there for a second.
Welcome to Christmas Day. I've got Sunta here. I've got Gav here. I've got producers Big and Little, Si. Mm-hmm. Hi, Big. Hi, Little. Now, they have got us each a gift relating to a guest who came on the show this year. So once you unwrap your gift, you must guess the guest. I don't know why they've written in tongue twister for me, but their beards have done. I'll go through that again.
Go on.
They've given us each a gift relating to a guest who came on the show. You unwrap your gift, you guess the guest.
Okay.
Wow.
Unwrap the gift to guess the guest. There we go.
Cool.
So, Sunta, you're up first. Ooh. Here we go.
Oh.
Here it comes.
No, this is a box. And the box contains items relating to a guest from 2023. Open her up. Here we go.
Oh, okay. So I've got a picture of a crown.
Yeah.
And some vampire blood.
Yes.
Royal blood.
Got to be.
Little Si, is Sunta correct?
Yes, she is.
Hey.
Here's Mike Reed. Royal blood are here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I do. I've just seen what Ben actually has tattooed on his fingers.
Mm.
Showtime!
Nice!
Sunta has love cats.
They also look really fresh. How old are they?
I think mine are about a year.
Yeah.
Same font, though.
Yeah. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to fade, hun.
If we have them together, it says show cats.
It does.
Or
and
cat
love time.
Yeah. or just love time.
Yeah.
Oh, we can have endless fun.
Yeah, we could.
Wait a second, I want to do eight fingers and a bit of countdown. Can you remember when you first met?
Yes.
And you just, yeah.
Ben was wearing a tiny tuxedo, Battle of the Bands, at a youth centre, and he was wearing a tuxedo.
Okay,
this
who
is
was
sophisticated.
He? Who was he playing with?
Basically, three of the bands.
He was okay. In, yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, good drummers are hard to find.
Yeah,
they are.
Especially in
even when you found them,
Hampton. Mm. Yeah. So Ben was playing with all the bands,
right?
And then I thought,
well, he was like the house drummer.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah,
I wanted to join Mike's band, but he already had a drummer, so I played. I told him I played guitar, as well. And I just learned
on
guitar
MSN part. Messenger. Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, okay, sure.
And just turned up to band practice with a guitar that I bought,
and you styled it out.
Yeah, I did all right. It was mainly the energy, my energy, and
the
running
energy
around.
Was unreal,
crazy energy.
Do you think it's something to do with the fact that you're stuck behind the drums and suddenly you're allowed to sort of set free?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Because the guitar for me was the answer to that. I was stuck behind keyboards and I thought, wait a second.
Yeah, that's right.
I could unleash myself. See,
then let freedom reign.
Well, then I started running around a bit on the Royal Blood shows because I just had like little breaks.
If there's about 10 seconds in a song where Ben's not playing drums, he's
up and about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think if he,
and I'm watching him run back to the kit, like, he's going to make it.
I'd like it.
This is Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Sunta correctly guessed that her gift was Royal Blood. And what a gift that was.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It's now Gavin's turn. Here we go. Similar looking box.
Ooh.
Here we go.
It's not heavy. I can tell you that in advance.
Okay.
You're
buzzing. I bet you're buzzing, aren't you? You're...
Okay, so I've got a little robin.
A robin. Red breast.
A little woolen one. And a piece of paper with the number 1,200 feet.
Is it former figure skater Robin Cousins?
Yes, it must be. I mean, who else could it be?
I don't know. 1,200.
Well, that seems
1,200
quite
feet
high.
And a robin redbreast.
Robin.
That's
robin.
Quite high.
Did we have Robin Asquith on this
no,
year?
No, we didn't. A bird. It's a bird. We had
it's a
bird.
Bird, and it's quite high.
Yes, yeah. It's a high. Was it Dave Hybird?
No, it's not Dave Hybird.
It's Noel Gallagher, isn't it?
Robin Gallagher. It's the one we haven't known.
It's Rob Gallagher.
Okay, let's go. Little Si, is he correct?
Yes, it's Noel Gallagher.
Hey.
Worst ever clue. Do you prefer just doing your shows or festivals?
I think I prefer doing my own shows.
Yes.
But festivals are great because I don't tend to headline them. So Glastonbury, for instance, is great. You go on before, went on before McCartney, so that was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I don't really have much of a preference. If I could go on tour and just do theatres all over the world, that'd be great.
Yeah.
In England, I do big arenas, which I'm not, still not really comfortable about.
Why?
I think you need a singer for that kind of thing who's a bit larger than life. I'm a bit like, look, I've got these songs and that's it. You know, I don't tend to do the audience participation thing. Whereas when you get theatres, you're a bit closer to the crowd. And when they start heckling, you know, and asking, you know, ridiculous questions, you can just go, what was that? What was that?
Yeah,
hang on a second. What was
that? Hang on a second, Ben.
Exactly. Hang on a second, guys. What was that you were saying?
Also, it's a bit more probably...
Sorry, Mr. Gallagher.
it's a bit more probably what we grew up with.
Yeah.
Was bands performing like that.
Yeah,
and that's how you saw it.
So
there's a fulfillment of that, isn't it?
You know, the thing is, the Oasis ones, I tend to sing most of the B-sides.
Yeah.
And in America, you might as well be talking Chinese to them.
Right.
Going, hey, man, what is this?
Yeah. No, but you did. You did. Hang on a second.
But in England, it's great. So you've just got to balance it out right so it's good it's good for you and it's good for them, and everybody goes home happy.
You mentioned Oasis. Obviously, I wasn't going to, but since you brought it up, no, I'm just saying a while ago. No, but a while ago, you kind of you gave me that. If I gave you £8 million in an Adidas bag, no, you gave me that chance. You said if you turn up at my house, £8 million cash in an Adidas bag, I'll put them back together. You still,
yeah, you still.
You got that bag under the desk?
No,
right
but
now.
I've got the Adidas bag.
Oh, I'm the bag.
Yeah,
should I say?
Have you got the cash in it though?
No, yeah. There's bad news. No, but if I did get the £8 million in it, which I probably could in the big denomination euros, I've calculated.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Although they're pretty hard, unless you know a gangster, they're sure pretty hard to come.
I'm sure if you went to Live Nation.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd want to hear that story.
Okay, so if I was the middleman in that, you'd still up for that.
I would consider it. Okay. I would properly consider it. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, okay, brilliant.
No one else gets a promise like that.
No, but I'm saying the good news is I've got the bag.
Yeah.
Granny and Grandpa had their hearts set on getting Jess a drum kit for her birthday. And because they bought it on their Barclay card, they were rewarded too. It was music to their ears. Same can't be said for Mum and Dad. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Search Barclay card to find out more about our range of rewards cards. Barclay card, make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable. Subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Big and Little Si have been giving the gang the gift of guest today. Yeah. Sunta correctly guessed that her gift was Royal Blood. Gavin got Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn. This box looks slight.
Go on. Oh, rattles a bit.
Oh, I hope it's not fragile.
Don't break it.
It's an egg. Yeah, right. There we go. I'm in there.
What's in there?
A racing car.
A racing car. Go on.
Formula One, racing car,
toy
racing car,
and what?
And there's a leak, which is traditionally Welsh. It's racing. It's friend of the show, Steve Jones.
It's Formula One, Steve Jones. Isn't
Formula
it?
One, yeah, Steve Jones.
It
yes.
Is. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Am I right?
Yes, it's boom. Steve Jones.
Boom, boom, boom. Would either of you have got that as fast as
no,
that?
No, not at all.
I might have.
Steve, you're a fan of the show. You're a member of P45.
I'm the fan, not a fan.
Yeah,
the number one fan.
You're the number one fan. Now, let's see if you have what it takes to play Fast Features.
Lights out and away we go.
Fast Features.
Whoa! Have you ever seen anything like that? Incredible! Look at those features fly.
This is Fast Features.
Wow, they're going fast.
The hell was that?
That was terrible. That was really. That was, how do you say, a new low?
That really was. With the nadir.
Okay, here we go. Let's go with start off, Bullshido. What's the best lie you've been told or heard about?
Yeah, my stepdad Ray once told me he saw a sheep commit suicide by jumping off a quarry. I don't believe it.
That's an all-time top 10.
I don't believe it.
Sorry.
That's a humdinger.
Oh, why don't you just? You should definitely do a book suicide. Oh man,
that was that you enjoyed.
Martin's hot tap. As you know, we celebrate DIY apathy and ingenuity. How have you bodged something instead of just fixing it properly?
Big old OCD guy. I couldn't sleep at night with anything. No hot tappery in my house.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, none at all?
None at all.
Wow.
Couldn't do it. My father practices the art of hot tappery.
He
drives an old banger because he's so tight. And recently the footwell was filling up with water.
Right.
So he just drilled a big hole in it.
Oh, amazing.
That is
Route one hot tap.
If he'd literally got just a normal plug, which he didn't buy, but just sort of took out of a room.
Yeah.
A bathroom. Oh,
definitely.
Okay, here we go. Daz Barmy, any stories of parental eccentricity? You've just kind of done it with the...
Yeah, a little bit. I got another couple of my dad. It was his wedding anniversary recently with my stepmom, Sean, 25th wedding anniversary. Right. I sent them a big hamper with, you know, champagne and cheeses and biscuits.
Jesus.
Sean told me, she opened the hamper, saw it, she went, "Ooh, Keith, come on, let's have a glass of champagne." And my father went, "Sean, let's save it for a special occasion."
Jonesy! Do you know what? We had so many great guests this year.
Really did.
Seven.
It was amazing.
Oh, we've had Serge from Kasabian.
Yeah.
Jason Foxy Fox.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Will Arnott. Happy Christmas, Will.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson. Happy Christmas, Woody. Andy Serkis. Jack Whitehall. We had...
we've had loads this year.
Had loads.
Yeah.
We've had loads. Apologies to all those guests I didn't have a chance to mention. She knows who she is. If you want to check any of those out, download our podcast from Global Player, the official Radio X app. That should keep you busy over the festive period, it says here.
Right. Johnny Vaughan. This is Radio X.
Happy Christmas to you. Thank you for rolling with us. By us, I mean myself, Johnny Vaughan. Sunder Templeton!
Hello.
That's a separate person. Obviously, it sounded like Johnny Vaughan, Sunder Templeton, which would be a really odd aristocrat.
Weird long name, yeah.
John Vaughan, Sunder Templeton. Gavin Woods is here as well. Big Side presides. Little Simon's here. Most importantly, you're here, as I know you have been throughout the year. Merry Christmas. Mm. Now, hit it. Throughout December, we've been opening the wondrous, strange, phantasmagorical, indubitably sequential, numeric, human advent calendar. We've been ushering in an age of the neo-sublime. Just for fans of the mechanaceous automata, who really deserve that?
Yeah.
They really do. They seek the sublime, Gav.
Mm-hmm, they do.
Anyway, this isn't just any old advent calendar. It's a human advent calendar. It is made of mind, the miracle of imagination. It is an imaginarium.
It is. We're living in the imaginarium now, aren't we?
Exactly. In an age of sublimity.
Sure. Yeah.
Also, Gav, Michelmasian.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a Michelmasian miraculator.
It is. It really is.
So, you, because...
A miraculator.
It is a miraculator. Because it provides a miracle every day.
Sure.
Yes.
It does. Every day.
Yes.
A new door, a new miracle.
It is auto-miraculous.
Yep.
The self-same.
Gavin, bring me the auto-miraculator. Take him away, Sarge.
This big brass
thing. Take him away, Sarge. He's clearly a lunatic. Right. You are the treat behind the door. This year you didn't disappoint. Here's how you didn't disappoint. It's time to open the wondrous, strange, phantasmagorical, indubitably sequential, numeric, human advent calendar! What's behind door number one?
I'm that deliciously awkward silence between two colleagues the morning after the office Christmas do.
Oh! I'm the thing that meatloaf wouldn't do for love.
Hey!
I'm a little Christmas elf, dressed in my little dressing gown, listening to a podcast with my little elf slippers on.
I am the dry upper lip stuck to the teeth after imbibing too much dry sherry.
I'm a goat doing a handstand.
I am Santa's shiny new electric sleigh, fully charged and ready to go.
Thank you very much.
I am the murderous glint in my cat's eye when he sees the Christmas tree for the first time.
Oh, great detail.
I love a great detail. A woman who knows what she is.
I am the snowman's misplaced carrot.
Easy, Tiger.
I am Santa Claus's slightly glib flatmate.
Absolutely right.
Amazing.
I'm the child in the school nativity who shouts out every line.
Oh. I'm Tutankhamun's big toe.
Great bit of work. Oh,
oh my God.
Genius.
Wondrous.
Genius.
Strange.
Wondrous, strange.
So strange.
So wondrous. Strange.
It's a miraculator.
Oh, man.
Gav, it's a Michelmasian miraculator. Because that's when people start thinking, traditionally.
Yes.
A lot of people have questioned the link with St. Michael's Day. But we link it because generally September, late September, is when the wheels of imagination...
Of Adventism.
Of Adventistic...
miraculations.
Of imaginatory start to spin in your minds. Yeah. And that's really when the imaginarium starts to light up, starts to fire up, start to warm it up, sure. Oil the cogs.
The steam gets raised.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that by the time we get to December...
We're at full chat.
Yes, for a miraculator to operate correctly. Otherwise, you can't. Oh, yeah. Anyway, thank you to everyone who texted and took part. The 4 till 7 ain't no thang without you. We appreciate it. From the whole gang...
Merry Christmas!
Hooray! Hooray for the listeners! X.
Hello, Chris Moyles here. I'm so sorry to interrupt your podcast enjoyment. I'm with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there, I'm sorry.
You may remember us, we used to be on the radio back in the day. Well, we still are.
Still doing it.
Anyway, we do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called The Chris Moyles Show on Radio X Podcast, and it's all the best bits of our radio show from the week, with all those pesky songs and things taken out.
That's it.
And some hilarious things in there.
I'm just really laughing thinking about it.
Download it right now from Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
I'm Johnny Vaughan. Welcome to the Christmas Day thang, if you've just joined us. If you have as well, good on you. Sunta's here, Gav's here, little size here, big size here. Good on them, right, Suns?
Yes.
You know, I like the idea. Someone, our faithful listeners, have really kept in there right in Christmas Day.
Yeah.
No, I listen to it every day. And I we fully can't intend.
We can't eat dinner now.
Yeah. What now? But I can't.
Forget Jenga.
I need my daily dose of 4 till 7 thing.
You can put the bally Jenga away.
No. Turn the television off. That evil box of light.
It's time for the
sound. Sound will regale us. Come. Family, let us sit down in front of the wireless.
Gather around the radiogram.
Yes, warmed by its glow. From that glowing sound source comes the Radio Express Quiz!
Yay!
Okay, let's do it. You ready, guys?
Go on.
Okay, if you haven't got your teams, get a team. You're too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Round one, general knowledge.
Go on.
I've got 10 questions here. 1 point per correct answer. You ready for this?
Mm.
Question one. How many time zones are there in Russia? That's question one.
Ooh.
How many time zones are there in Russia? Question two, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
What was the name of Prince Harry's memoir published in January? Mm. Prince Harry's memoir. Published.
We've got our backs to each other.
In January.
We have.
What was it called? Okay, here we go. Question three. In the second biggest selling version of Especially For You, who sings first? Kylie Minogue or Jason Donovan? Kylie or Jason?
Ooh.
Mm.
Second biggest selling version of Especially For You. First to sing, Kylie or Jason. 50-50 that one. Kylie or Jason. Right, let's move on to question four. Who won the Women's Six Nations this year? If you remember, there were massive scenes of celebration in the country that won it.
Mm.
Huge scenes. Everyone going down there. That nation, of course, in the grip of women's rugby fever, like all nations that enjoy that. Okay, question five. What milestone birthday did King Charles reach this year? Bonus point for getting the month he was born. King Charles had a birthday this year, but what birthday was it? And what month was it? How old? And bonus point there for that month.
Not very confident about that.
Mm.
Well, you should be. Question six. Whose autobiography is called The Storyteller? Tales of Life and Music. The Storyteller. Tales of Life and Music. But whose autobiography is that? Question seven. Are you ready?
Yep. Go on.
Which city hosted the Eurovision contest this year? Which city hosted the Eurovision Song Contest this year? I thought it was the Eurovision Song Contest. Down here it just says Eurovision, but I don't know. I think
that's seven. Question seven.
Yeah, it is.
That is question seven for you. Thanks, and it's nicely prompted. Which city hosted the Eurovision Contest this year? Question eight. What was the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year? None of us had heard of it. What was the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year? I don't need you to define it. I just need the word. Question 9. According to dictionary entries, which language has the most words? Dictionary entries. By dictionary entries, language with the most words. And question 10. Final question of this round. True or false, the armadillo is so named because the Aztec word for armadillo means turtle rabbit. Turtle rabbit. There we go. 10 questions. 11 points up for grabs because there's that bonus point in question 5. Answers will come after this. Don't Google anything, all right? If you're competing at home, watch each other like hawks.
Radio X.
This is the Christmas Day thang right here on Your Glorious Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan, joined by Dr. Templeton. Looks like Gavin the Woodman Woods is here. Little size here, big size here. Most importantly, you're here, though. Grouped round the radio, clutching someone else's answers, yeah? Mm. As we mark round one, general knowledge of the Radio Experts quiz. Thank you. Swap pages. Swapped. So, if you think we're ever going to get a situation where it's mark yourself, you what? Are so wrong.
You don't trust
this is
me.
Life ain't no honesty bar.
We have yeah? every other, yeah?
No, you don't mark your own, do you?
Yeah, we always have.
Shh, have you?
Gavin.
Yeah.
Shh.
Literally every year.
Do you?
Yeah, of
well,
course.
You mark your own.
Yeah, we're not going to lie, are we?
Why not?
Because Simon would hit us. He'd hit us with the stick.
We have swapped in the past.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it obviously does to you. Do you want to swap back and mark your own?
No, it's fine.
Raise the subject.
No, it's fine.
No, does it matter? You feeling slightly irked you don't get to mark your own?
Yes.
No, well, why are you irked about it?
Because it's most irregular.
Okay, you ready? Question one.
Go on.
How many time zones are there in Russia? Is the first question. Mm-hmm. I don't know the... What's Gav got
Gavin
down there?
Gavin went with 4.
I've gone with 4.
Oh, he's a moron.
Santa went for 6.
You're both morons.
Oh, is it loads more?
I bang on about this the whole time.
10.
It's 11.
11?
It's 11 time zones, honestly.
I thought it might be 10.
I worry about the two of you. Okay, what was the name of Prince Harry's memoir published in January?
Spare.
Yes, it was Spare. Well done, guys. In the famous, in the less famous duet, the second best-selling, especially for you, who sings first, Kylie Minogue or Jason Donovan? You both know this. It's...
Jason.
No, Kylie Opens.
Is it?
It's Kylie Opens. Jason hardly sings anything in it.
Really?
Yes, I can tell you now having done it.
Oh. I kind of thought it was a trick question.
No, he doesn't. He
I
doesn't,
did as
he
well. Hardly, yeah. Exactly.
I'm not kidding. You hardly get anything to do.
Really?
Yes, a lot of the time when I duetted with Denise Van Outen on Christmas Top of the Pops, as we got to number 3, as you probably know, selling 500,000 copies. A lot of the time I was waiting around.
Sure.
I was just eye candy.
Right.
Question 4. Who won the Women's Six Nations this year? You must know it. You probably had street parties. Whole country going mad.
England?
It was England, yes. What milestone birthday is question 5? Did King Charles reach this year? And there was that bonus point for getting the month he was born. He was 75. He reached
yes!
the 75th. And it's November.
Oh.
Okay. Question 6. Autobiography, The Storyteller, Tales of Life and Music was question 6. Go on.
Gavin, I lent you this book.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Dave Grohl.
He doesn't read. He never reads. He never reads anything.
I did read it.
Did you read it?
It's excellent, by the way. It's really funny.
Did you read it?
Yeah, it's excellent.
But he got it wrong. He put Richard Ashcroft.
I thought it was Richard Ashcroft.
I don't believe he read it. I don't believe for a second he did. Not a lazy-eyed woodman. Question 7. Which city hosted the Eurovision contest this year? That's all it says. It is the Eurovision Song Contest, though. What do you reckon?
Liverpool.
It is Liverpool. Congratulations. This is question 8. What was the Oxford English Dictionary word of the year?
Riz?
I went with stool.
It's Riz. Oh. It's Riz, which means charisma, an ability to charm and woo a person.
Stool.
I didn't know.
Stool.
Question 9.
Just always a nice, it's a great word.
According to dictionary entries, which language has the most words?
No idea.
I went for English.
It is English,
was
yeah.
It?
It's
went
English. 200,000 words.
Wow.
Yeah. But is that 1, 2, 3.
No, I'm kidding.
Right. True or false? True or false? The armadillo is so named because the Aztec word for armadillo meant turtle rabbit.
Rubbish.
I said true.
It is true.
Yay!
How many marks did Gav get for that?
One, two, three, four.
Four. Well done, Gav. That's really good for you.
Four, five, six. And I got six.
But well done with that four, Gav.
Thank you so much.
That's really well done.
Thank you.
I know it would have been more if you'd have marked it. I see now why you wanted to mark, why you wanted to mark it yourself. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we've got your favourite round, round two, Lil Si's Kazoo Christmas, where Lil Si gives you a burst of the hits.
I can't wait.
I know, it's exciting.
Wait.
It is so exciting. They're all Christmas hits, and they're coming right after this.
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Lil Si is now going to attempt to play the hook of some well-known Christmas songs on his kazoo. Remember, I need artist and song title, artist and song title. That's why it's 2 points each. This is Christmas classic number one on Little Si's kazoo. Okay, that's just to warm you up. That's enough. That is enough, damn you.
God, it really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. Question two. What is this one? As he does this, he's learning the art.
Yeah.
It's a learning experience.
Have you ever played the kazoo before?
I get the feeling he's never had toys.
I don't think he ever had a kazoo.
Okay, question three. Don't pick an obvious bit.
How?
Okay, here we go. Question three, here we go. That's enough. That's enough. They've had enough. They've had enough. They've had enough. This is question four. This is going to be interesting. Go on. Question four, please, Simon. That's enough. That's enough. You're spoiling them. Okay, and this is the last one of this round. This is going to be this is points in the bag for both of you. This one, Little Si hit it. That's enough. You're spoiling them. We'll be finding out what those five were. I can't really sum them up and do anything again. That's it. That was them. Gav looks excited. Sunter's pen is...
Just writing just some random songs.
I don't have a clue.
Just in case.
No, you can... Well, have a good think. You know, you can review them in your minds. They should be haunting you anyway. Those haunting melodies.
This is Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Little Si just attempted to play the hook-ish of some well-known Christmas songs on his kazoo. There was five in total, 2 points per correct answer, though a lot of you are saying it should be more. This was that first one. How about that, guys?
It's the only one I'm certain of.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
just shows you what a classic it is.
Yeah.
And it was?
Stop the Cavalry.
Yes, it is Stop the Cavalry, Jonah Louis. Remember, guys, artist and name, please. Artist and name, that's why it's 2 points each. Right, number two, here we go. Ooh. Do you know something? Once you've got it in front of you, it's actually not... clearer.
It's not clear at all.
Okay, what do you reckon for number two? What have you
I put Fairy Tale of New York.
And I thought it was an old, what have I put? The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Like an old... Who by?
I didn't put who
Andy
by.
Williams. Andy Williams would have got you the 2 points there. Right, this is number three. Now, this was every round has a tap in. This sure was the tap in for this one. This is easier than the Jonah Louis one. Okay, here we go.
I didn't know this one.
Well, you didn't get that.
No.
What did you think it was?
Sunset's got a wonderful Christmas time, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I put that in at the end just to fill gaps.
Yeah, I didn't even make a guess. I couldn't tell.
Well, you couldn't tell?
No.
I didn't get any of the...
Looking at the answer. You know what...
That's Chris Rea.
Is
driving
it?
Home for
is
Christmas.
It?
Okay, well...
Listen again.
Okay, listen again. Just listen again. This replayed, look.
Okay.
Boom.
See, that's why I couldn't tell.
It's obvious. Yeah. It's obvious, right. Next one. This is number four. Now, this, for me, was the stinger. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This was harder than the others. Here we go. Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it? Tough one there. What did you get, Sunt?
Sunt has got Merry Christmas, everyone, Wizard.
No, but you're getting 1 point.
Oh, is the wrong? It's not Wizard.
No, it's Shaking Steve.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, everyone. But you're getting a point there. That's really good work. What did Gav get?
He didn't
Nothing.
Put anything
okay.
down.
Okay, nice. It was a sulky blank. Right, here we go. Last one. Here we go. Now that, come on.
Not a clue. Again, just reached for a song.
Santa's got a happy Christmas, war is over, John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band.
What?
It's not. Has Gav left his song?
Nothing.
A sulky blank.
I couldn't
okay,
tell.
It's Cliff Richard, Mistletoe Turnwine.
Is it?
Oh,
listen
man,
again.
I'd have got that
listen
if
again,
I'd
again, it's so obvious. Listen again, it's so obvious. Listen. Christian wine. Yeah. Christian.
That's really tricky.
Yeah. That's why it's 2 points for each one.
Mm.
Yeah. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, I've got 10 Christmas related questions that will have 1 point per correct answer. In the meantime, charge your glasses and get ready for round three.
Radio X.
Here we go. 1 point per correct answer. How much did the world's most expensive Christmas bauble cost? A, $82,000. B, $100,000. C, $62,000. A, $82,000. B, $100,000. C, $62,000. The most expensive Christmas bauble. How much did it cost? Question two. On average, how many years do Christmas trees grow before they are sold? I had no idea about this. This is going to fascinate some listeners. How old are Christmas trees before they're sold? On average? Average age of Christmas tree before it's cut down and killed. And put in the corner of a room, covered lights, while it is in fact dead.
So bleak.
Next up, what is the name of the Grinch's dog? We know he all stole Christmas, ooh, but what was his doggy accomplice?
Oh.
What is the name of Grinch's dog? Grinch's dog. Okay, question four. True or false? The Christmas cracker was invented by a baker. True or false? That's question four. Christmas cracker was invented by a baker. Question five. Where do Christmas gonks come from?
I love a gonk.
I know this is... I'm looking for a region here, not a specific country. I can tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Don't just say up north. Question six. When were electric lights for the Christmas tree invented? Oh, happy day! They're the only thing on that tree that's alive.
Oh.
This is question six. Is it A, 1882, B, 1901, or C, 1809? Yeah, I was asking for the year.
Yeah.
No, you got multiple choice. A, 1882, B, 1901, or C, 1809? Question seven. In Home Alone, the Home Alone, number one, Home Alone, where are the McAllister family going on holiday? That's question seven. Where are they going on holiday? was wondering who's got the money there. I think in that family, you know, the mum must. Because she, the dad talks about how as a kid he didn't travel in business class. But there's a conversation on the plane where she did. And so I'm just doing a bit of detective work as I watch it more and more. And I suddenly sort of thought to myself, I think she's got the cash. Plus, his brother's the tight one, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if there were a rich family there, his brother would have the cash as well and would pay for the pizzas.
True.
As it is, she chips in for the pizzas.
Mm.
Yes, she gets her wallet out.
Yes, yes, because $120 she gives.
Mm. That's fascinating.
I'm just saying that these, you know, these, there's so much to see in that film. Okay. True or false? This is question 8. In Finland, the word for Santa is joulupukki, which means Christmas goat. Joulupukki.
Christmas
that's
goat.
That's question 8. True or false? In Finland, the word for Santa is joulupukki, which means Christmas goat. Hey, guys, Gav, it could be worse, yeah?
Mm.
You could end up in this band playing this in the background. You could be Christmas, the band behind Christmas Bed 2.
Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, as you played the bassist. Oh, God. The bassist.
Half drunk, miserable, on a ship.
No, but if you're on a boat, you've made it, mate. I tell you, that's good. You have to pay for anything. Okay, here we go.
Go on.
Except I don't think drinks are free for the musicians.
Probably not,
think,
no, because it wouldn't work out. Well, the maths wouldn't work. It. Yeah, yeah.
It's just, yeah, the maths would make it. So I think we've got 5,000 passengers. We've still made a loss.
That band costs more than Mariah Carey.
Yeah, right. Question 9. Globally, what is the most popular Christmas tree topper ornament, an angel or a star? Question 10. How many times does the number 1 appear on an advent calendar with 24 doors? That's it. Pens down. Okay, we're going to have the answers to round 3 off.
Oh, God, I've cocked that up
completely. I've just done the same thing.
I just realised, oh, the teens.
Okay, while you already contemplate your failure, and I hope you all put your pens down at home when I said you should as well, and make sure you're pretty strict with each other. Don't give yourselves time during this.
X. Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before, but that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment. Craig, you live in a sixth-floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I tell you what else I love. Answers.
Oh, yes.
Answers to questions.
Go on,
in
then.
This case, I've got 10 Christmas questions. They were round 3 in the Radio Xmas quiz. 1 point for each one. First up, how much did the world's most expensive Christmas bauble cost? Gave you 3 options. The winning option was answer A, 82,000. Question 2. On average, how many years do Christmas trees grow before they're sold?
I think it's a lot. I guess
2 years. Is it more?
12.
You're nearest, 15 years.
Oh, you're kidding.
Neither of you are right, and I'm not going to take anything except the right answer.
Well, I knew it was a long time.
Half a point either side? Nah.
Nah.
What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Sam.
No, it's not Santa, but please stop being so keen.
It's
embarrassing. No, he's so keen.
What is it?
Max.
Oh!
It definitely had an A in it.
Three.
It had an A in it. It's a 3-letter name with A in it.
A third of a point. Question 4. True or false, the Christmas cracker was invented by a baker?
I said false.
What did I say?
False.
I said false as well.
It's true.
Oh.
Tom Baker. No, it's not. Oh. It's a London-based baker. Tom Smith invented it.
Yeah.
They used to call him Generic Tom because he was called Tom Smith. And he was a baker. And everything about him was just so generic.
Until he invented the
boring
Christmas cracker.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Boring Tom Smith, they called him. Where do Christmas gonks come from?
Gavin said Glasgow.
Yeah, is that not right?
No.
Santa's got Scandinavia, which
is Scandinavia. Scandinavia. Of course, he's going to kick your ass on because you don't stand a chance. Question six. When were electric lights for Christmas trees invented? The answer, 1882.
Oh,
by
well
Edward
done, Gavin.
Christmas Lights Johnson, 1882. Question seven. In Home Alone, where are the McAllister family going on holiday?
You nearly said macaques.
Macaque. Where are the macaque family?
Gavin's put Florida, I'll but put I believe Florida. That's Home Alone 2.
Oh, is it?
I think the first one's Paris.
Is it Paris?
Home Alone 2's New York, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's
family
the
family go to Florida, and he doesn't want
to
go
New York.
Because
yes,
he
right
goes to New York.
It's Paris.
It's
everyone
Paris.
Knows it's Paris.
Yeah, not
because it's a long flight to make that work.
Yeah.
Florida's only a short hop. It's a five-hour job. It's not going to do that, is it?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Gavin.
Stupido.
Question eight. True or false? In Finland, the word for Santa is Joulupukki.
True.
Which it is true. It's absolutely true, yeah. Not even big side going to make up a word like that. Question nine. Globally, what is the most popular Christmas tree topper, ornament, an angel or a star?
Santa's got angel.
Have I?
Yeah.
I've got angel.
No,
angel.
Gav, what do you put?
I put star.
It is a star. Well done, Gav.
Oh, wow.
And honestly, they are so heavy.
Are they?
It's ridiculous.
What's it made of?
Iron.
It assumes your tree is made of metal.
Yeah. On a small tree? And they go, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay,
yeah.
It wouldn't be. And they've got a really wide spring at the bottom that's just going to make it all sort of go lopsided. Really, I'm not kidding. I was really cheesed off. I got really cheesed
I've
off.
I've got Dolly Parton on the top of my tree.
You can't. Have you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Gosh, she's so cool. Kitsch. How many times?
I've got Gene Simmons on mine.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you can buy it.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
There's no way Gene had missed that.
No, not a chance.
I'd like a black and white tree with Kiss baubles.
Gene Santa.
Yeah. Question 10, last question this round. How many times does the number one appear on an advent calendar with 24 doors?
Santa and I, well, both. Stupido.
Estupido.
We both put three.
13 times.
Yeah.
13 times.
We totally forgot about all those numbers.
All the teens.
Well,
you can,
okay, they don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this. Unless, of course, because I bet they didn't make the same error. I bet they didn't go pens down at the
ugly
same
scenes.
Ugly
in
scenes
in the studio.
We've got round four, Guess Who, coming up after this.
Johnny Vaughan. This is Radio X.
It's time for Guess Who. I know this round is the hardest. It's so easy when you've got the answers in front of you, but so hard when you haven't. And that's why it's a round in a quiz.
Sure.
And you haven't got the answers there, because that'd be pointless.
Mm.
So here's number one of the five you're going to hear. Question one, who the heck is this?
And also, I think it's going to make people like me even more grateful.
That's a tap-in. That is a tap-in. So distinctive. Does so much stuff. Loads of stuff. Gav knows that one. Gav's looking perky. Oh, Sunta's agony is wonderful, isn't it? Right, here's number two. Not so easy. So that was, I'd say that's really easy. Here we go. This is not so easy.
That's ultimately why I'm good in scary things, because I naturally am afraid.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, that would favour Sunta because she's a horror fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Next one. This is question three. I'm not giving you any clues. I think this is going to be a stinger for you. Here we go.
That's the first time someone gave me money for performing, which is a lot of comics talk about this. It's an extraordinary moment where someone gives you some cash.
Here we go. And this is question number four. Who is this?
Can I just say, this is my favourite thing about Rita Ora, is that she is so bonkers.
Sort of person who uses the word bonkers. There's a reason they like someone. Think about it. Who's bonkers? Who do you think of? Who would admire the quality of bonkersness? And question five, who is this?
It's really lovely, actually, sort of being able to play with the whole world of magic and not just mind reading. All this stuff I'd never really do myself, but I still kind of love.
Right. Five clips, all well-known celebrities, and that's true. They are all well-known celebrities. They've also all been in the building at some stage, so there you go. That really helps you out, doesn't it? We've got the answers after this.
Radio X.
This is round four. It's Guess Who. You had five different well-known celebs. You had to guess who they were. Here's number one.
And also, I think it's going to make people like me even more grateful.
Correct English, of course, is more gratefuller. that was Rob Brydon.
So obviously Rob Brydon. Sunta's got Rob Welshman. Does that work?
I couldn't remember his surname.
Half a point you get.
Half a point, yeah?
Half a point defo for that, yeah. Because it's technically right. come on, he's a professional Welshman, though. He does the Tom Jones impression, John Favreau.
Sure.
So you get professional Yorkshireman, professional Scousers. He's a professional Welshman.
Thank you.
Just to keep them in line and make them feel represented on radio. Not like the Cornish. What you got for number two? Here we go.
That's ultimately why I'm good in scary things, because I naturally am afraid.
Oh, Sunta. You've nailed it.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
You've nailed it.
Who is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Like one of my favourite people.
She's the mum in Bear. Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
No.
It's the most awful scene of Christmas dinner, fun enough. It's Christmas dinner. If you really want to see, if your Christmas dinner didn't go that well, watch the whole of Series 2 of The Bear tonight.
Okay.
On Disney Prime? Disney. And it's... Just watch that scene. I had to fast forward. It's the only time I've had to fast forward anything in a TV show, because it was just too stressful. Right. Because if I want that, I'll stay at home.
Okay.
Honestly, if you think you've had a bad Christmas at the Bear's mum's gaff.
Is it loaded with tension and unpleasantness?
However bad you think it is, it's insane. When they're writing it, they must have really been laughing, just thinking, how can we make it
worse?
Come on, we can do worse than that. Make it worse. Have a bigger family argument than that. It's horrendous. It's like a horror.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it really is. The Bear, I mean, it's a great show anyway. But well worth staying up watching the whole of Series 1, if you haven't seen Series 2, just to make sure you watch that today. The Bear on Disney. Right, guys. Next one, here we go.
That's the first time someone gave me money for performing, which is, a lot of comics talk about this extraordinary moment where someone gives you some cash.
That's question three. The answer, of course, was Al Murray. Although I've only ever seen him do that character.
Right, so I wouldn't, I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Which
normally,
actually is, do you know what's weird about it? It's been so successful for him, and I've been watching him do that for about 25 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
Yeah.
There are no pub landlords like that.
No, there aren't. You're right. There are
no, but generally, who dressed like that?
Yeah, I know.
He's more like a coach driver.
Yeah, you're right. It's a different job somehow.
It's funny how everyone relates to that as being the pub landlord, and yet there isn't one. No one knows a pub landlord
you're
like
right,
that.
You're
everyone
right.
just thinks there is one like that, but there isn't. He's a genius. Right, here's number four. Now, you'll know this one.
Can I just say, this is my favourite thing about Rita Ora, is that she is so bonkers.
Is it Davina McCall?
Yes, it's Davina McCall.
Well played.
Come on, bonkers.
Yeah.
That sums up Davina, doesn't it?
She's
bonkers. Although we love her. Question five, here we go. Who the heck is this?
It's really lovely, actually, sort of being able to play with the whole world of magic and not just mind reading. All this stuff I'd never really do myself, but I still kind of love.
Is it Sly Stallone?
No, it's not. Darren
Brown.
It is Darren Brown. I'm a bit suspicious at the moment because I'm a bit worried that Darren Brown might actually arrive, hypnotise his audience, just tell them, literally, they sit there for 2 hours and he says to them, you've just seen the best show you've ever seen in your lives. You've got to go out and tell everyone it was the most fantastic show. When I snap my fingers, you'll go out of here exhilarated, feeling warm.
Wow.
You'll even talk about the free drinks at halftime.
Yeah.
You'll go home saying it's the best show you've ever seen in your lives. I'm going to move around the stage just to give you some visual memories. Okay, come out of your trances now. And everyone just claps. And they give him a standing applause.
Do you know what? He could get through 10 shows in an hour.
Yes.
You just tell everyone they've had 2 hours.
You've had 2 hours. Yeah. What? Keep holding the clock.
Just keep going.
No, they know it on the clock. No, I think he's just sitting there, just goes, there's a kip in his dressing room, just goes home and comes back. Okay. Dana, so how much do you get for that last one then, Suntz?
Seven.
You got seven. Okay, so you got the 1 point for Rob Welshman. So that's six, that's 10, 14, 10, 10, 21 against Gavs. Oh, that's pretty easy. I can just do that at a glance. 11.
Yeah. I could do it as a glance. It's my worst showing ever.
That's my best miles.
Might it be because we broke the grand tradition of not marking our own?
Almost certainly, John.
Is it weird how you did? You looked sulky. and I was thinking, well, why is it saying this?
And all is revealed.
Look at Suntan.
I'm so happy.
What's my prize?
Do you know what? This glow is going to last her a year.
This bottle of Jack Daniels. Woo! There we go. I knew you'd win, and there's your favourite.
Thank you. Prices from Aldi you can barely believe, so you can push the boat out on New Year's Eve. Nicholas de Montbar Champagne, just $12.99, and Haysmith Gin from $14.99. Those top tipples are a total treat from the which cheapest supermarket of the year. Aldi, share the love this new year.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Radio X.
The show wouldn't be complete without a hero. Gav, have you got a hero for us?
I do.
Is it a Christmas hero?
Yes.
Let's have it. Every single day of the week, the Woodman furnishes with a hero. Christmas Day, utterly no exception. Gav, you got a Christmas hero. Take it.
I do. The hero this Christmas, Johnny, is a man called Kevin Strail. He was born in 1984. He's 39 years old. He's also known as LA Beast on his YouTube channel. He's a competitive eater. This is a Christmas edition. He's broken 12 world records before, still retaining 8 of them. He started in 2011. In 2012, he came second at Nathan's famous hot dog competition to Crazy Legs Conti. Do you know how much he lost by?
How much?
Quarter of a dog. In 2016, he qualified to compete at Wing Bowl 24 by eating 24 raw eggs in under 4 minutes. In the competition, he ate a cactus. A real cactus. In 2017.
No, Gav.
What?
You can't eat a cactus.
He can. He did. I watched him do it. Yeah.
Spikes on it.
Yeah. He just chewed them and ate them. In 2017, he broke the
record. Cactus!
He broke the record for chicken nuggets.
Oh, man.
He ate about 40 nuggets in 3 minutes, 642 grams of nugget. In 2017, he ate the most powdered donuts in 3 minutes. That's 9. I didn't realise you couldn't get through more than that. But anyway, there must be have that icing sugar that probably dries your mouth up. Same for the fastest time drinking a 32-ounce bottle of maple syrup. That's almost it's not 0.95 of a litre. He did it
in
10.8 seconds. He downed a litre of syrup. It's unbelievable. He did the most gummy bears with a little cocktail stick.
What was his hot dog record? You got how many?
I haven't got his hot dog record. Okay. No, he's not famous for that. He does these stunts.
He's not famous for hot dogs, John.
He drank 6 beers through his nose in 6 minutes 21. He ate 12 ghost peppers, those really hot peppers, inside 2 minutes.
12.
121 grams of ghost pepper.
Is that the Carolina Reaper's the big one at the moment?
That's right, yeah. But these were big. I watched him do it. Big peppers. Yeah. He did one sitting where he broke 5 records in one sitting. But most importantly, he ate all the chocolates in an advent calendar in 1 minute 27 84.
I can't gauge that.
No, I can explain to you. The eating was not the issue, because every time you do these eating competitions, you've got to show your mouth's empty between each one.
Yeah.
It was the doors. You've got to get through the doors in 1 minute 20 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. I just swallow them straight down.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what I do. If I was in
just,
that competition.
Well, that's what he does. He just swallows them.
But he just worked out it's easier. If you need to cactus, he's just eating the whole calendar. Yeah. Anyway, let's salute him.
Wait. He also chugged a gallon of eggnog. If you don't know what eggnog is, it's cold, boozy custard.
What is the booze in eggnog?
It can be rum, whiskey, or brandy.
And what's the rest of the... It's something I've never understood.
It's custard.
Custard.
It's eggs, cream, milk, sugar, and egg yolk. Eggs.
But for me, it's just the idea of egg. An egg and booze. I don't want to go around with a bit of booze. Egg.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've never understood it. Well, one guy tried the eggnog challenge in 2014, ended up in hospital for 3 days because he inhaled some of it and he got eggy lung.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Egg lung.
Anyway, let's salute Christmas hero Kevin Strail.
Kevin Strail, the Johnny Vaughan Christmas 3 till 16. We salute you. Merry Christmas. Egg lung. That's it. Another Christmas Day thang comes to an end. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Radio X.
Prices from Aldi you can barely believe, so you can push the boat out on New Year's Eve. Nicholas de Montbar Champagne, just $12.99. And Haysmith Gin from $14.99. Those top tipples are a total treat. from the Which Cheapest Supermarket of the Year. Aldi, share the love this new year.